USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The White House acknowledged that President Donald Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine was linked to his demand that Kiev investigate Democratic National Committee and the 2016 presidential campaign. This admission came from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and it raised questions at the Justice Department. Mulvaney said Trump did nothing improper because he was asking for help, and he was withholding money at the time because he was worried about Ukrainian corruption.
This is a corrupt place. Everybody knows it's a corrupt place. Put this in context. This is on the heels of what happened in Puerto Rico, when we took a lot of heat for not wanting to give a bunch of aid to Puerto Rico because we thought that place was corrupt. And it turns out we were right. So put that as your context. It's like, look, this is a corrupt place. I don't want to send them a bunch of money and have them waste it, have them spend it, have them use it to line their own pockets.
Democrats are probing whether Trump sought Ukraine's help with investigating corruption allegations about Democratic rival Joe Biden and other allegations from a government whistleblower. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
There's a new report out on millennial millionaires, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
A report says around 618,000 young adults in the U.S. are millennial millionaires. Coldwell Banker and Wealth Engine finding that nearly half of the population of wealthy young people is growing in California specifically. Millennials are defined as people born between 1982 and 1996, making them ages 23 to 37 as of 2019. The report says millennials are expected to inherit trillions from their baby boomer parents in the great transfer of wealth. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Taking a look at the U.S. stock market, the S&P 500 fell 11.75 to 2986. Dow Jones Industrial dropped 255 points to 26,770. The NASDAQ lost 67.31 points to 80.89. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Juul Labs stopped selling fruit and dessert flavors, now acknowledging the public's lack of trust in the entire vaping industry. The voluntary step is the company's latest attempt to weather a growing political backlash that blames its flavored nicotine products for hooking a generation of teenagers on electronic cigarettes. Juul, the best-selling e-cigarette brand in the United States, has been besieged by scrutiny, including multiple investigations by Congress, federal agencies, and several state attorney generals. Earthquake early warning alerts will become publicly available throughout California for the first time over the weekend, potentially giving people time to protect themselves from harm, according to the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. The nation's first statewide quake warning system has debuted with the 30th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake that ravaged San Francisco October 17, 1989, as well as the annual Great Shakeout Safety Drill. Warnings produced by Shake Alert System will be pushed through two delivery systems, a cell phone app called MyShake, and the same wireless notification system that issues Amber Alerts, meaning people may receive both notifications. The state earthquake app developed at the University of California, Berkeley, is now available for download to iOS users through iTunes and Google Play stores for Android phones. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio, for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.